Welcome back, friends, to Occultist Anonymous. This is episode 131. A-whack! Welcome back, friends, to Occultist Anonymous. Sponsored by Roll20, The Onyx Path, and viewers like you. Thank you very much to everybody who supports us and puts up with technical difficulties like we had last session. Boy, howdy, is it good to be back. Ash has a new computer. Chris has good internet. My internet hasn't been crappy. And I mean, Craig's just cruising on a roll from like, I don't know how many episodes of just, I show up and my stuff works. Great. I don't know what your problem is.
Way to jinx it now. Thanks.
Yeah.
I apologize. It's fine. It has a ways of working out, Craig.
Craig's cheating. He's got Canadian internet.
Or he's got fake magic, whichever one you take your pick.
One of the two.
A special shout out. My lighting's all weird.
Oh yes, you're very purple.
Yeah, it's, I don't know how to fix that.
Yep.
I'm also mode. Purple.
Also purple. A special shout out before we get sidetracked by purple to our patrons who support us monetarily and help us out getting cool stuff. I am done moving, hence I am now in a different empty white room, but there will be Venom decor, trust me, I promise, it's coming.
How many different weeks in a row could you be in a different white corner of your house?
I mean, with just the room I'm in, three, four. And then I can go back over to the other room. Well, the other corner's got the door, and yeah. Actually, fair. Not really good power plug either. But I guess I get an extension cord. We could milk this. We're not going to, though. This is the corner I like. Don't worry, I'm still here. I will finally be able to put up my super cool. Yes. It's got a little bit of.
Is it a metal print?
Yeah. It's got a little bit of the color gradient. I'm super excited. Probably won't be. I've only had that for 2 years and not put it up. Sorry, hey, special shout out to our patrons. Alan Michael, Alex, Alexander, Algos, Badur, Bernie, Blood Angel, Brandon, Carson, Christian, Danny, Doc, Emil, Jack, James, Jenny, John, Josh, Julian, Catfeathers, Melissa, Michael, Moku, Noba, Perry, Pupti, Ramon, Rorvuscrad, Ryan, Sebastian, Sina, man, I lost the roll. Saranis, Terry, The Banty, The All Michael, Thomas, Usuf Sama, Vade Mekum? Not sure. Wise and Zoltan. Thank you very much, folks, for your support. It means a lot to us. And we're glad to have you. And if you are not one of our patrons, you can come join us. There is a $1 tier if you want. We also now have a year thing. If you want to pay for a year up front, that gets you 2 months for free. And so you can basically go ahead and sign up and be like, here's a year of support and save yourself 2 months. We get that all up front too, which means that like when we're like, hey, we want to buy arms for mics and stuff like that, we will have an influx of cash to go do that. So yeah, it's there
two
for your
are not
benefit.
Enough.
Yeah. I mean, I've got the monitors on two arms and then I'll have this one and then I'll find an excuse to get this one and we'll go full Doc Ock. Anyways, yeah, that's four arms.
To punch
yeah.
with four arms.
I mean, I guess you have enough life if you really want four arms. Speaking of punching
Goro
people.
Goro up in this bitch.
I prefer Chiva. Goro was a bitch. When we last left, through technical difficulties, the Cabal made their way through the bottom level of Mr. Graves' castle, for lack of a better term. Incognito presence, invisibility, basically making them just pass through with no problem. I'm realizing in the future, we're definitely going to have to play with like invisibility actually being invisible to you all and incognito presence being invisible to you all. And like, you know, because man, this makes it just super easy. You just walk around.
Get around it pretty easily with like telepathy to
right. Telepathy would make a lot of it easy. Mm-hmm. But that would be that extra spell required, yeah. Which incognito presence plus telepathy, and now you're set.
One spell.
Anyways, navigated around, found, oh hey, there's a secret door here, and said, we'll come back to that, maybe. It might be a waste of our time, it might be a trap. made their way around to the back of the castle to one of the two kind of rear towers and levitated themselves up through and felt a clash of wills against their spells and not sure what that meant, but their spells remained. And then they stepped through into the fourth floor of the castle, which basically was not empty. They knew it wasn't empty because Inward Outward Eye showed them this big open series of hallways and no doorways and no ways in. And clearly something is invisible they can't see. And neither Songbird or Weird were able to actually clash through with their mage sight. And so Songbird said, "All right, fuck it. We know this stuff is there," and sent down in my head two key waves of dispel magic down the two hallways. And that dispelled everything for a short term, if I remember correctly. I think it was for a scene. This reveals multiple doorways that are carved in numerous different styles and shape, all very Panopticon eye worship, very, very I drink the Kool-Aid kind of decor. And also revealed, we hadn't got to that. So the kind of wave. Yeah, I know. The kind of wave of dispel magic kind of ripples down. And there's no clash of wills. It's just a sheer potency thing. So if you pass the potency, the spell goes away. That's one of the reasons. Remember, kids, wards and signs, any spell that you think is important. Otherwise, any master of prime can go, "Here's a couple extra potency.
I don't like this." No.
Just send it away. So remember, kids. Because of that, though, a bunch of secret doors are revealed, fading away, and some of those doors are open. Notably, there is, if you guys are standing where I am, ahead of you and just on that left wall is a set of double doors that are wide open. One of them, because everybody asks, it opens inward. And there is, you can see
inward, outward door. Got it.
Yeah. thank you. You can see the one door that is, as you described, ornamented and carved and designed up. And inside, you can see a handful of men. Actually, definitely can see them because of your inward, outward eye. That appear to be sparring. They look similar to the giant ogre folks outside, in the fact that they're wearing kind of ancient military kind of plate armor kind of things. And they're sparring with these long, thin quarter staves. And they ring and clang, and it's like, oh, this is an obnoxious sound. As they're just smacking away at each other, and then as that spell kind of reverberates down the halls, they kind of turn and look back towards the open doors, and two of them are actually able to straight up see you guys from that doorway.
Can they?
I guess not, because your dispel magic, you would have just pointed it, the stuff that way. Okay, that's fair. Regardless, they do turn and face the double doors.
Mm-hmm.
There is a clatter of quarter staves basically kind of coming down next to their sides, plunking onto the, would it be? No, you wouldn't put carpet in a gym. Yeah. Stone it and drop that down and kind of look, and they stare, but they're not looking with their eyes so much as paying attention to something. One of them kind of tilts their head as if thinking about something. And then because you guys have inward outward eye, the six of them all kind of shift and kind of twitch and start moving forward cautiously towards the set of double doors, kind of moving up into a kind of line formation, so to speak. Further down the way, and I'm only going to give you vague stuff because this is not something that I imagined you guys are immediately paying attention to. You notice there is two more double doors that kind of lead into the central part of the castle, as well as, well, actually, I guess this would be towards the front, is another enormous set of iron metal doors that are engraved, and you can see them, but you cannot see the inside, as if not only is the door itself had been secret door, now something inside was preventing view by space magic.
Can I use my attainment to look at these guys from here, or do I need to like?
Please define the attainment, but probably.
The one that lets me look at surface thoughts and souls.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you can perceive them, so yes. That, ooh, actually, hang on.
I'm curious as to what they are. Do they have souls? And what are they thinking right now?
Deathsight would let you know that they do, in fact, have souls. Let me pull up Devin Phoenix saying, I can't remember.
I thought the big guys didn't have souls.
Correct. They are not literally ogre-sized. They're human-sized. They're you guys-sized. But they had matching armor as the big guys outside. A quick tactical thought from Songbird would be, the big guys are outside for the big, giant, stompy things that might be stomping the castle. Let's see here. Forensic gaze, surface thoughts. Okay. So a note, and I screwed this up on a previous mental scan, for is you do need to touch. Now that said, touching those folks downstairs would have been easy with incognito presence, just walking over and laying your hand on them. They'd be like, what the fuck was that? Oh, whatever. That one's easy enough. But same thing is required for instant casting. Yeah, so both of them, you need to touch them.
Okay.
So they're a little bit farther away. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you could walk up and touch them. You have incognito presence and invisibility. I'm sure nothing will go wrong.
Yeah, I don't know about that, because they seem to be looking for us in a way that doesn't involve eyes.
Let's double back to Mage Sight. Prime does not detect any awakened spell on them currently. Though, actually, let's see here. Where'd the books go? There's the books. I had a thought. I told myself, I'll go look at that before the game starts. Guess what I didn't do? Bad storyteller. Bad. No donut. Okay, cool. At a glance, they do have souls. They are actually alive and living and breathing. Death tells you that they're not dead, I guess I should say. Because I don't know that you necessarily have life on. Mind says they're thinking beings. Fate, again, we've talked about fate isn't super great because it just does dramatic failures, exceptional successes. We tend to talk about like getting an idea. These guys do have like a branching fate and destiny, like you would expect from normal people. They're not like construct, have a single purpose, and this is what they're going to do. Space, you know exactly that they're 60 feet away from you. I don't know actually how many feet away they are, but you know the distance. Sure. No adjustments of time to them. Matter. Okay. I will let you know that the armor that they are wearing, as well as the quarterstabs they are carrying, without actually having a chance to study it and really look at it, for Songbird and Atreides, the armor and quarterstaves appear to be not of normal material. It has far higher durability and structure.
Heard that.
which also should be a no duh. But yeah, and that is where you guys are currently at. You see those six folks, but that's it.
So do you want to try?
And see, this is the part where I was like, you wouldn't be able to talk. Now that said, you guys have been able to communicate. I'm not going to stress about it. For whatever reason, you guys are able to talk. Like I said, that kind of stuff I'm going to apply to the next Chronicle, where I'm going to be a little bit more. It's like, oh, hang on. We need to actually apply some limits on this. Otherwise, holy shit, stealth is easy.
Let's see, if they put the telepathy in on that, it would be a one dot higher spell. Wasn't Incognito Presence is 2?
They're both 2, actually.
Telepathy was 3.
I was just looking at it. I'm going to laugh if I have literally forgotten something in the past, like, 3 hours.
No, it's going to be 2.
Telepathy is 2.
Yeah.
Yep. It wouldn't really affect stuff.
We can pretend I cast them together.
Yeah. The big issue is that I was rereading telepathy and, oh, hey, we actually need to pay more attention to the reach options on that one is where it really bears down. So, but I'm not worried about it. You guys are able to communicate in some form right now.
Cool. We do need to figure out.
Just for chat. No, you cannot punch them in the face with Incognito Presence. Well, I take that back. You could punch them. They would definitely recognize you and continue to pay attention to you at that point.
What were you saying, Chris? Sorry.
So we sneak in?
Figure out which way we need to go.
And similarly, I mean, this is a very, very simply laid out castle, and the fact that basically it has an exterior hallway and then segmented things. Actually, I will go ahead and go, Atreides, your anthropology senses are tingling. You're going, this is a fake castle. Somebody put this together based off of bullshit. There's no burger holes anywhere. Yes.
It's the same World of Warcraft castle that's been copied hundreds of times in the game.
Yep.
Yeah, you go up the stairs, you go around.
Yep. It was that weird landing that has no purpose other than to lead you up to another set to that big open room. Yeah. So, yes. What are your plans?
I would like to do a sneak past them.
Okay. So, you guys head down. Well, I guess, better question. You head towards the front of the castle or across the back of it? The big double door was over there, and then you've seen a couple other doors. Actually, I'm trying to think of the best way to describe this. Yeah, so the doors along the back, once you start to pay attention, look to be studies, offices. There is one entire room that appears to be a specimen room of some form. It has a ton of jars of all sorts of different objects, dirt, rocks, twigs, hair cuttings, anything like that. And then forward, you can see kind of like a small library, sitting room, basically, with a couple books and stuff like that. A large bookshelf and a rather nice window that, you know, is letting in the light of the volcano into the room.
I did have a thought of if Graves can call reinforcements in.
Almost certainly.
No, I'm saying it might benefit us to pare down these guys before we find him.
On his merit.
Rather than having these and any others who might be around come in on us all at once.
Can you make a dome of silence around any fighting?
It probably just put them to fucking sleep.
That is an option. Mind magic can definitely do that.
For life, too.
For life, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, hi, Mastigo's here.
So there's six of them, huh?
There are, in fact, six.
Pesky little number, that's six.
Yep.
Five is a much more nice round number.
Trust me, because I default to five, and I'm like, I five. Need to stop yep. defaulting stop to doing five.
Well, I mean, we do have both mind and life, so...
Instantly putting someone to sleep with life would be what? Three dots, probably?
I think... I'm trying to remember here. There's... there's like
I feel like ruling would just... Ruling would just make them sleepy.
Yeah, can be made tired, but not outright knock them out. So yeah, you would need three for sure.
I'm perfecting all of the sleepy feelings.
Yeah. I'm wondering, I might actually consider that two spells. Both making them tired. Well, I mean, there is some level of natural. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It wouldn't need two spells. Yeah.
So, Songbird probably wouldn't think of it exactly this way, but like all the like cortisol and stuff in your body and like just ramping that up.
Yeah.
Infinitely. All right. Instant skill, sensory. Oof, a lot of reach.
Okay, and so while you're putting that together, and Songbird says, "You know, I'm just going to put him to sleep." What is Weird and Atreides doing?
So, are you covering all of them, or do you want me to get one?
Say that again. You're muted because you're. Minus key, I'm sure.
Yep. I said I got him.
Yeah. Take the minus two.
Shadow name and my fist.
Is your shadow name apply here? Mr. Viking Shield Maiden, smash things, hit things.
Yeah, probably not, actually.
I was going to say, hang on. I don't often call bullshit, but this one, I think we have to call bullshit. And Craig, what are you working up here?
I'm working up a dual spell. Mm-hmm. Space knowing and fate knowing. Mm-hmm. Sort of a combined locate object and serendipity to give me active tracking on the best path to get to Graves.
Ooh, okay, cool. I like that.
Instead of having to constantly check again.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like dowsing. Mm-hmm.
Exactly what I was going for last. Mm-hmm. 10, 15.
Yeah, but instead of...
I have an environment yantra for like the whole sneaking through a castle and knocking the guards out. Like...
If you were in a campus, I could, yeah, like, ooh, it's not an environment. It's, what is that one? Sin, Signs, and Sorcery. I'm 90% sure. Yantras. Expanded Yantras. Where's the new Yantras? Mudras, Patron Tools. Because there's one that's specifically like, hey, if you, like, pick an appropriate time.
What is this? Page 52.
Situation Yantra, actually. let's see here. Casting in an appropriate situation grants a +1 modifier, though if the conditions change, add 1 die to the paradox. A mage using a situational yantra on an improvised spell, which is what this would be, does not benefit from 10 again, 9 again, 8 again, or road factors on the casting roll.
Oh, I guess not then, huh?
Interesting. Yeah, so it would get you a plus one, but you have a lot of downsides. Why would you ever use that? Well, I guess if you're just desperate for that one more.
I know, giving up 10 again is a...
That'd be fine.
It's a big one.
That's a big one. Cool. Two successes. Oh, you know what? Hang on real quick. Greg, I need to throw a chance die at your paradox there. Nothing well, happens.
No, wait. I got... Well, my free reach is wrong. It's actually four. But that's okay.
Okay. Yeah, nothing happened. And then Songbird overreaching by two. Are you using your dedicated magical tool?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So that's...
That'll be four dice of paradox.
Right. You spending mana?
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Thank
you. Two successes on the paradox roll, please. Oh, three successes on your paradox roll. Please roll your wisdom.
Thank
you. All right.
Beats, baby!
Yay! Okay. Take two bashing wounds.
And the bad stuff.
The abyssal... let's see, y'all. I don't think that's going to necessarily be an abyssal imago. And I'm trying to think of, like, mage-wise... where is... There we go. Paradox, because we're in the shadow here. Yeah, I think we're gonna do an abyssal backlash. Yep. So, which means next time you cast a spell that risks paradox, add dice to the number of successes earned on the paradox rolls. We'll add another three paradox.
Cool.
And then that is resolved by fully containing a paradox. Notably, that is only the next time the mage casts a spell that risks paradox to begin with.
Uh-huh.
All right. And then cast your spell itself, which was...
Two dice, baby!
We were just talking about this. Cool. Roll Gnosis plus life, please. Ooh, not that. I don't need a spell template. I roll in the Clash of Wills.
I spend a willpower on this.
Okay. Now, hold up. Before... Oh, good. I saw weird typing. Because I want to ask you guys... Moving forward, are we going to do... I do one Clash of Wills because you're technically clashing six times. Oh, actually, your spell is clashing. You only have one spell. I'm going to roll multiple times against your Clash of Wills. Does that make sense? Do you think that's
fair? What you did us last time, so that's
okay. Fair. Okay. Cool. So let me fire off six of these stupid things.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense because the spell is one on your end, on his
bro,
end.
Bro, come on.
Sorry, bro. Can't help it. Oh my god.
What the hell?
So let's see. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
One more.
Okay.
So you get two of them.
All right, 1, 2, 3, and we're going to have to roll off on three of them? Yep.
I got 1, 2 of them.
You got two of them for sure. And
then 1, 2, 3 rerolls.
Yep. Four, three, four. Cool! So you get all but one of them.
What? But I presume you notice something is wrong.
I start sprinting at the other one.
That's the next step. So what actually happens, we have the spell leaves Songbird's control. And a split second later, five guys just kind of drop. Just slump over, narcoleptic style. Just I'm super sleepy.
Fainting
now.
Goat.
Just gonna, yeah.
Fainting oh, that's goat what that's what the whole spell was. I weaved the property of fainting goats onto them.
It's transform life. Done. Yes. Good
there
job.
You go.
And oh, you know what? I really should have thought about that. Probably has withstand too. But we're not going to.
That's why I had potency on there. So.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I didn't even think
that's
about it.
That's why I only rolled two dice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you had a crap ton of potency. And yes. Okay.
Six. I had good six. Call. Unless they had six stamina.
Right. So probably very good. Okay. Yeah, no, you are. I'm glad you were thinking about that. And yes, so five of them drop. The sixth one takes an immediate step back behind the pile of bodies and basically sets himself in the doorway, kind of using it to limit any potential attackers, and then bellows at the top of his voice, "Mages!" And then he gets bigger.
Yes!
His mouth extends out into more of a muzzle.
Hold on, what does this look like?
Hmm?
What does this look like with mage sight on before I drop it to fight?
Fair point. What mage sights do you currently have on?
All of mine that I have.
Okay.
Not spirit.
Yeah, not spirit. But yes, you recognize it from the various mage sights that you've had and seeing Logan in action. You watch damn. As this mage shifts, this man shifts up, and you watch as his armor shifts up with him. And that,
something
you're muted there, Craig.
That's some funky matter stuff going on there.
Yep. But you guys, and Gray says matters. And the quarterstaff stays the same size. The armor gets bigger though. The quarterstaff, though, in a big Dalu man's hands, looks kind of small. But it also looks like at this size, he can probably use it one-handed. You know, just kind of long sword, bastard sword kind of thing. And starts to just whip the air in front of him as he bellows and lets out a howl.
All right, so we're going loud.
Doop, doop.
I did my best.
You did do your
best.
I
rolled real good on those
It was
fucking
real
classes
good.
Of will.
So that said, he lets out a howl. Going to do a quick roll. Trying to remember.
I'm going to make a spell.
Okay, cool. The sleeping wolves do not pop back up. But you can see they are like waking.
Oh, right. Because he's activating them.
Huh? More that he is... we'll actually end up doing a Clash of Wills again here in a second against your spell. He is basically calling to them, literally waking them with a howl. And
that's funny. Yeah. I don't remember that being in the werewolf book.
It ain't. we're going heavy into dread powers. Yeah, because I was like, I want to build these. So I basically I got all creative thong with werewolves. Hey, I really thought about making them go straight to Garu and having all sorts of dumb shit. I was like, no, there's no way in hell Graves would actually let them do that. That said, for both of you with
next to silver
with,
Oh. You heard me.
No, actually, I hadn't. All I heard was something silver. But no, I get it now. That said, those with matter of sight, you can actually tell that this armor is definitely like it has expanded, but it definitely feels like this is where it's fit to. If he were to go bigger, it would rip through the armor or it wouldn't fit him. Cool. Let's roll some initiative.
It's been so long.
Yep.
How do we do that again?
It is going to be
D10 plus that number.
Correct. D10 plus the number for your initiative modifier in your character sheet.
Okay, and basically as soon as I see this happening, I am reaching down and casting a transubstantiation on my gun to turn the bullets into silver.
Yep.
So that's what I have queued up here. I took the one reach for instant. I took a -2 for duration, so it would be overreaching.
Cool.
So that 9 and 5 is 14, 12.
And gonna add a Tretis to. When did the Tretis not? Everybody else showed up on the character sheet.
Did you click your?
It's fine. I add her in real quick.
Oh yeah, I didn't click the icon. Sorry. Yeah, I got 5 successes on that. So.
Because we're gonna have to.
I did a bunch of shit.
Yeah, this is good. This is gonna be on your initiative.
I mean, that guy did a bunch of things.
No, this was as soon as I see a werewolf start werewolfing.
I guess.
I mean, if he called out and activated power and shifted
and howled,
yeah. I get a howl, you get a spell cast. Because you're doing, the only question is going to be your yantras. Because you have a +5 and you get one reflexive, which is the one you can use. So, yeah, we may have to re-roll that, and if you do a smaller die pool, I think that'll work for me.
Yeah, I'll just roll it -2 and use the soul stone only.
Okay.
Great. I just sort of reflexively draw my rapier and extend it towards Atratus. I'm hoping she's going to make silver bullets, and maybe she can grab my rapier at the same time.
I would not.
The invisible rapier. The invisible rapier. But yes, because I had thought about that too. I was like, oh, Weird might actually use the rapier and actually start stabbing folks. But I'm going to remind you, what's that rapier made of?
It's just rapier.
Hasn't it been Lunargent?
Nargent, bro.
It's been Lunargent this entire time, hasn't it?
Has it been Lunargent? Not that I know of.
Got it from Arcadia.
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense.
Like, okay. I'm 90% sure we've talked about that, like, when you picked it.
Well, never mind then.
If you want to say it is great.
I don't,
I'm not arguing.
I haven't used it in so long.
Right, no, that was my thing. I was like, oh, this is perfect. Like, everybody is going to enjoy this. Songbird gets to fight a werewolf. Atreides, Ash, has been wanting to fight werewolves. And Weird will finally get to use the silver rapier. Okay.
Yes.
Initiative mods. Sorry. Shoot.
I only got 3 successes on the redone roll, so
sure,
not exceptional, but
yeah.
I have 60 silver bullets.
And no overreaching. Cool.
Hey, I'd just like to point out in this initiative order, this wolf number one is probably not that woke.
Probably not. 3, 4, 5, 6. This is taking into consideration they are using their quarter staves.
I edited my initiative because my rapier takes it down to 2.
Did you have that
by 2
equipped and clicked on originally?
No.
Okay. Cool. Just make sure we're all playing fair.
Let me double check, because I don't have a negative initiative modifier on my gun. I think it might not, but...
It might not because of the... Because
it's a small revolver.
But you smashed it together, yeah.
Yeah, it's that pistol. Cool. Regardless, Wolf 6 is trying to wake up, so he's rolling his Primal Urge plus... Resolve?
Stamina?
Yeah, well, I'm trying
to... It's a direct bodily attack.
Well, yeah, but I'm trying to think of him waking and fighting. Yeah. I mean, stamina is the better stat.
I mean, it would probably be a renown. It's based on how most of these powers are working.
Right. Do they use renown in Clash of Wills? I thought it was always Primal Urge plus a stat. You're the one who would know, so that's what I'm checking.
So, like, how I would imagine this power, this gift to be working, is that the one who howled, it would make a roll against my spell. So it'd be a renown plus a skill plus something.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Plus a stat, like presence or something like that.
So
yeah, seems pretty good.
Wow. Well, I mean, roll your justice plus life.
How the fuck?
Y'all.
I have all the successes.
Y'all. Yeah, I'm about to roll 19 fucking dice to punch this bitch in the face, so we'll see.
So for podcast folks, he just rolled, just rolled 8 dice and got 7 successes, which was a 10-10-9-9-8.
All right, Songer, fine, they can start waking up.
That one can't.
That one is awake and prone and getting up, and that is his turn. Songbird.
I'm fucking punching the hulked out one.
Sure. He has a defense of 6.
Does it apply on this first hit?
Oh, that's very true. You are very invisible, sir. An incognito presence.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's so like I said, I'm gonna wreck this one guy, and then we'll have a fight.
He cannot see you coming.
Just as if we break the incognito presence, does that make the entire combined spell collapse?
No, spell does not go away. These people can see it or see you.
Sure. Okay.
And even then, you're going to be invisible.
All right.
Do you get bonuses to defense for that? Because they can't see us?
If you were fighting normal people, yes.
Wait. They can smell us.
And hear you. Smell us,
probably. Yep. Yeah. All right. So 6.
Quick question, just because I like doing it as Venom. But all out attack or no?
For this. No, because I see like one stirring like out of the corner of my eye, and like I feel the clash of wills and stuff as I'm about to drive this punch home.
Maybe not all out. Yeah. So that's the +2, but you give up all your defense. So.
Right. Yeah. All right.
It's
so
one hell of a hit.
Plus the spell, 16 dice.
Quick question: do you have armor piercing?
Yes. Well, I have armor piercing. I think you just have bonus damage, right?
Okay.
Don't you usually make yourself armor piercing?
It doesn't apply to the.
Okay.
Yeah, I wrote it down.
The bullets get armor piercing. That's what
the kinetic glow crucible gives the bullets armor piercing. It does something else for melee weapons.
It just bumps their equipment bonus up. Basically, bullets have to deal with a double set of reduction. First from ballistics, which turns lethal into bashing, and then it starts reducing the remaining lethal. So
I'm going to use one of my rotes from Crucible.
Oh, rote attacks. Okay, right.
So 16 dice.
Doing the character sheet one? Okay. Yep.
And that is plus...
5 plus your strength, I think.
No, it's hold on one sec.
I can fire long bursts, which are real good.
+2.
I love chat. If I was a Garu, Uratha in here, but yes, I would assume that everyone has silver weapons on them at all time. It's a properly paranoid thing to do.
Yeah, because Crucible just lets me be able to roll better.
Mm-hmm. And which does effectively make you do more damage because more successes.
And then kinetic blow is plus five to hit, not plus any damage.
Right, because it's factored into, again, more successes.
Yep. Right. It's better for hitting.
It technically still does do
damage.
Yeah, but it still does damage, but yeah.
Right. I mean, it's like one and some change added damage on average.
Yep.
But it allows you to hit versus people with defense. So, so yeah, that is 11 lethal damage.
Cool. He's going just to reduce crunch some into of his that. Face.
That's fine.
Yep. Oh, I can't edit. Why can I not edit him? I could have sworn I could edit their names. Okay, cool. Hang on. Got to get in. I every DM's best friend, notepad. So you did 11 points of damage, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So it's lethal. Righto, that is Songbird's turn. The wolf definitely seems to, like, take that hit like a champ, and by which I mean he mostly crumples, but kind of
he's also knocked down and stunned, so you might want to consider those before you narrate this.
Thank you for reminding me. Yeah, that's freaking kinetic blow bullshit.
Yep. It's literally like Songbird sprinting and just like anime punching this guy into a fucking wall.
The Superman punch, yeah. And stunned is a hell of a thing. So yes, he's toppled backwards, clanking and clanging, head shaking and working to get himself back up. But yeah, he's definitely been knocked around. Adratus, you have blessed your gun, slapped it with a quick, you're all silver now.
Oh, I ignore 1 point of armor on any opponent from martial arts.
All right, so he takes one more point of damage.
Okay, I'm just going to short burst fire this guy, so that's 3 bullets.
Okay.
And a plus one to my attack roll.
Okay.
Right, just casting gun out here.
When you have that gun, yeah.
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 Firearms and dex plus one. And then I get 5 armor piercing on it?
Armor piercing will be handled by me.
Okay.
Does that affect your roll?
It's one shot, so it hits 3 times. It's a burst fire.
Let me double check. Because, I remember it has long and short, and I want to make sure, because this is literally the first time we're doing burst fire in this game, so give us a sec, folks.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Short burst, 3 bullets fired at one target, you get a plus one bonus to your die pool. Medium burst gets 10 bullets at once, which can hit 1 to 3 targets, you get plus 2 to your die pool, and minus 1 for each total target number.
What is the damage rating of your bullet?
Right.
It's silver, so I don't know.
What is the base of what you've crafted together?
2. Right, it's... Mm-hmm. Yep. 2, and then silver.
Would it be 6 then, yeah? You're firing 3 bullets to try and hit.
Well, so you hit 3 times. 2 per bullet.
It's not per bullet. Damage of the gun is just flat out. All the burst gives you is the more dice, because the more dice you're throwing at it to hit, similar to Songbird's punch, that's going to add up to more damage.
Waste 2 bullets then for a plus 1.
Right. That's where you get into like doing the medium, because then you can hit 2 targets and split your pool. I also feel like you were missing more dice, because I hard to believe that you only have a plus 1 from that short burst. I'm trying to see here, because you all buffed your guns, if I remember correctly, or your weapons.
Yeah, that gives it armor piercing.
Yep.
I have 5 AP. And I kinetic have 5 8 again rolls, if I want to do those. Mm-hmm. And 5 rogue rolls.
Kinetic blow for a reach, the reach clause gives ranged weapons AP. It does not give them, and it gives thrown weapons the plus 5 to hit, or the plus whatever to hit.
Yep, I'm trying to relocate these.
You re-roll missed dice.
All the failed dice, yep.
From your original pool.
Could have sworn there was something that gave a flat bonus. I'm going to double check. Maybe I'm just inventing stuff that Crucible did, but nope. Okay. Oh, and don't forget that the rote rolls can be recharged by spending one mana. So don't be shy with those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I do that then? How many failed? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a...
34, 5 failed dice?
5. Yep. So go ahead and reroll 5 dice. But yeah. How many rope did you give originally, Chris? 5? Okay. So for one mana at any point during the duration, you can spend a mana to get 5 more.
I also did a sheet roll, not an attack roll.
That's fine. Yeah, the attack roll would just look to what your equipped gun is and what skill is tied to it and just do it off of that.
Okay.
So yeah, you can just do a flat 5 dice. Mm-hmm. Or spell roll 5.
Yeah, I'll keep the plus one in because that was one of my successes. 2.
One more.
1, right.
Cool. So yeah, that ends up being 4 successes plus 2 damage from the gun itself, which bumps us up to 6, and then it is silver, so it's doing aggravated damage. You're aiming at the big one?
Yeah, the one on the ground.
Okay.
The one that I punched.
Yeah. He's not getting back up. Bloop.
I'll take a nap.
A very, very long nap. So that is his term. Yeah, so his howl already went off. These guys were affected by it. He doesn't have to be around to continue the howl. So let us roll.
Start writing down bullets because I need to keep track of those now.
Yep. Actually, with matter, you could give yourself infinite bullets.
Mm-hmm. Can I? That's neat.
Matter 4.
Yep. Endless Bounty is the spell in Signs and Sorcery.
The same spell that gives you infinite bullets also gives you infinite $1 bills to throw to strippers.
Or infinite candies in your pocket. Though I think that ends up being more of a life spell, but
I could also probably your space.
I mean, to be fair,
have an ammo drum feed into your pistol wherever you are.
Yeah,
so it could be the ammo drum back up at the.
Endless Bounty doesn't enchant the thing that is inside the container; it enchants the container itself.
Right. That's fair.
If there's single individual things in there, you have infinite of them.
An infinite number of the little butter cookie tins. No longer will they be filled with sewing stuff.
I was going to say, they're filled with sewing needles, so you've got infinite thread.
Okay, so that is Tratus's turn. This guy is waking up. Let's see here. He's going to roll that 8 dice. You're going to roll the 10 for your...
What is this?
This is the clashing against the waking.
Oh, okay.
You only got V3. You can do it. Yes.
Well, there they all are. Hey, go to sleep, motherfucker.
Well, this one is super asleep.
Yep. And we're going to do it again. Whoops. That's a spell template. Stop hitting spell template. I don't need that.
Good. Nope.
He stays asleep. Oh, boy.
Everything's coming up, Songbird.
Ooh.
Nope.
Okay. Cool. And so, yeah, you watch as one of the eyes actually pops open and lifts himself up, which is basically an action.
Punch him right in the nose. Boom. Take 2 lethal.
Because you can do that.
I'm debating on distance because I don't know that he's next. Because oh yeah, no,
we're all together, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like right in this fucking middle.
Right. Well, specifically, yeah, because he had stepped.
You
back.
Said he was like were, behind this.
Right. Yeah, so, yeah. He is right next to. Let's see here. I need to go find that condition real quick. Where's prone? Or knocked down, I guess.
I don't think my reflexive style, like martial arts style, probably doesn't apply that.
Knocked down due to being on the ground.
Due to and narrative it has, things.
Easiest way to do that is to stand up. Mm-hmm.
Does not give you a beat.
Well, it's a tilt, so. Okay, yeah, standing up is an action. Cool. Righto. So he stands up and kind of brings his quarterstaff up and gets punched in the face for how much did you say? Two?
Two lethal.
So one bashing, effectively. Because he has armor. But that is the end of his turn. Weird.
Shout a name.
Okay, hold up. Yantras? What Yantra are you using?
Three for Shadow Name, plus one for Cabal Theme.
It's four.
Weird has...
I'm doing a combined spell. Weird has Brave the Misfortune.
Flex Shadow Name. So what spell are you casting?
And Shared Fate.
Mm-hmm. Yep. the very typical Acanthus is not getting involved in this fight until you all suck.
Yep.
Or actually more specifically until you all just get absolutely wrecked.
Well, it's five individual so any damage they inflict on anyone else will automatically be reflected back to them plus my potency. Mm-hmm. So if somebody punches Songbird for 4 points, they're going to take eight. And whatever conditions or tilts they apply will apply to them.
I thought...
Nice.
Right. Well, it won't be plus your potency. Grave Misfortune doesn't get to share with Shared Fate. That said, yeah, because
when you hit them, they also
they take extra damage. And then Shared Fate says they'll get back.
In the book, there's an account that's doing exactly that, Shared Fate, Grave Misfortune, which amplified whatever damage they did. So the guy, you know, In one of the was it a book or was it a story?
In the book, which book?
No, it was a it was a story. One of the like official playthroughs or whatever. I think so that the guy just did like did a cut on some hostage or something and just exploded.
Okay.
Yeah, but however you want to play it is fine.
Right. The other thing is, because basically for me, Shared Fate means you so take damage.
If they do damage, they will take damage.
Well, actually, I guess, No. You're fine. I'm working out how the spells are going to work. I think I understand where you're coming from. And the way the spell is listed, the next time they take at least 1 point of damage, and... Yep. And let's see here. So,
Because they can do it to themselves. Like,
this is a fake thing, so it may not be that a paper cut cuts off your whole finger, but like you cut yourself with paper cut and then a bookcase falls on you and cuts off your finger or something. That's how fate works.
Okay, so let's see here.
Fucking Acanthus.
Fucking Acanthus. So baseline 5 potency, you've taken on 4 more, so 9, reduced by their composure, which just so we all know is 3, so that makes it 5, just because I'm going to have them all have the same stats, that way I don't go insane. Cool.
You should do Paradox first.
Go ahead and roll your Gnosis and Arcana. Well, your spell roll. Oh, good lord, you are, yes. So that's 6 overreaching. Or 6 paradox, excuse me, not 6 overreaching. Nobody's that crazy yet. Are you putting any banda into it? Quiet you. Mm-hmm. You're putting in 4.
I can spend 5.
Which I believe at your gnosis level is A-OK, but we're going to double check. Thank you. That makes my life easier. So it's down to 2. And you're not using your rapier. Because you're 7, using channel.
Yeah.
So roll your wisdom.
2 successes.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So take a bashing wound that is resistant to healing. And now you may roll your die.
4 successes. Oh, I should roll 2 more because I have a tattoo for grave misfortune. 5 successes. No? Oh. Okay, that's fine. 4 successes.
I'll that's a yantra.
That is a yantra. That's is the rune yantra. I was going to say, where are you getting 2? Just pull those out.
Okay.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
It probably wouldn't apply in a combined spell like this. I do have
great misfortune as
because that becomes 1 spell. But
is that?
Yeah.
Monkey's Paw is a practice, but I'm not using Monkey's Paw. I'm using Shared Fate.
Monkey's Paw also a praxis.
So they're not both praxis, only 1 of them. Just, that's fine.
Oh, excuse me, that's what I meant. Are they both... They both, yeah, in order to do it, they both had to be a praxis. Yep. Cool. That Say is again? Weird's turn.
So 5. It is an exceptional, right?
No, because nope. They have to be both praxis for it to work.
So they, thought you said they were? No?
Okay. No, just 1. Wolf 5 tries to wake up. From this terrible, terrible nightmare. Oh, this is not looking
good. Oh, that's not him. That's not looking good there, brother.
Nope. He stays sleepy.
Barely, though.
And next... Oh, this one might get up.
Wait, that's...
Hold on. There's 2
after. I just...
Mm-hmm. It's 6 total.
We've killed 1.
Mm-hmm.
1 woke up. 1 was awake, 1 woke up at the start, then I stopped 3 more. So yeah, that's the last one.
Okay.
That I just stopped.
Yeah.
There's still 1 more. I was rolling them as I came to them in initiative order. So 1, 2.
I mean, on the chart, it's weird. Then Wolf 5.
Yes, okay.
And then right, we're back again at Wolf 6 at the beginning at the top.
Shit, thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
We've come all the way around. Thank you.
Yeah, to the one that was awake.
The one that was, in fact, awake. Okay. Thank you for speaking clearly and making me realize I'm a dumbass. So start of his turn, he takes damage from Songbird. Okay, which is...
Just from being close.
Yep.
I'm a whirlwind of fists and kicks.
Extra 4 damage.
Fucking Acanthus. Yeah, okay. Make me do math here. So he takes... Well, hang on. Because I have to work this out. Increase the damage they take. Okay. So what would normally be 2 lethal becomes 6 lethal. Then reduced by armor, 1 lethal. Yes. The number of damage... This affects a number of attacks equal to potency.
Okay. But my base potency was 5. Right?
So... 1 of 4.
Mm-hmm. 4, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your base potency was 5, okay. Then you added 4 more.
So 6 attacks.
And they have composure of 3, so...
For 6 attacks.
Okay, so hang on. He takes 6 more damage. for 6 attacks. Which means he takes 2 more. Good God! Okay. Hey guys, don't play D&D. That has a whole lot of math in it. Come over here to Mage. It's all more story-oriented. You don't have to do nearly as much math.
I didn't say that.
I do.
I've never said that.
I do. which is fine. Yeah, so for just standing up, he gets his bell rung. So he goes into Dalu form as an action. And... calls it.
He can spend an essence to do that instantaneously.
That's true. I knew there was something in there, but I wasn't going to be mean. But yeah, no, that works.
I want these guys to do at least 1 thing to me.
Oh, sure. Well, yeah. They're going to hopefully start waking up here in a second. We'll see how the...
Why?
We'll see how those dice work.
That howl's gone, bro.
So, all right. So what is your defense, Songbird?
Defense of... Activating life armor for free. Mm-hmm. And 9.
Okay. And where is... The blinded tilt.
He's trying to scratch his eyes out. Blinded?
What a jerk. Because you are invisible. And so he is blinded. You know what? He's swinging wildly. He knows you're there because he can smell you. I'm not going to stress on that. He's going to take a penalty, but he's not going to take the -3 penalty that rely on vision. He still has his other wolfy senses. So he's going to take a -1. So your defense is 10, effectively.
Cool.
Good
luck.
Yep. So I have so many different books I need to look at the same time.
He trying to bite me, or he's swinging with a stick?
He is swinging with a stick.
Are the teeth not better?
No,
probably not. Probably okay. Not.
No, they are not.
Almost certainly not.
He's not full Garu.
He's not full Garu, and no, he has a beaten stick.
Dalu teeth just let you do lethal damage. Don't add any bonuses.
You just hit much harder, yeah.
Or maybe it might be +1.
All right, so. Cool. So he's swinging his stick, which, you know, would have been really good for me to have written down the base of... I wrote down the other things it does, but not the base... What the base quarter staff is.
The thing pulled up right now, if you want me to tell you.
Oh, I've got it here. Because I'm effectively using a spear, but it's not doing...
Yeah, actually, quarter staff isn't on the chart, so...
No. He's got a big metal stick. I'm fine with that being close to a spear. So he's got a +3
or something.
One die.
Yeah, but if it hits though.
You have intercessions.
Nah, bro.
Oh, you know what? He's obviously not using an intercession, but he is going to use some willpower.
That seems fair. What the fuck, bro?
I'm clipping this one. That seems fair. 4 successes
on 3 dice.
I'm calling fucking roll 20. Yo, at roll 20. Our DM's fucking cheating.
So he uses a point of. That's true. You could reduce his die pool down by 1, or reduce his successes by 1. I think.
3 instead of 4. It might save your life.
We'll see what happens.
So he spends 1 of the mana out of the Dumanium quarterstaff.
Does he?
What's it do?
He does.
I feel like maybe Matter Sight should have
included
me into what it was made of.
We didn't concentrate on it, and it's a...
And you did not actually inspect it, like just spotting it from a distance. Yeah.
It's a perfect material we probably haven't seen.
I have... certainly done this in my downtime.
Right, but yeah. Just 4 successes. You take 4 aggravated.
Does this spear not have a fucking bonus?
What do you mean?
Weapon bonus?
Weapon bonus you use in your die roll.
No.
No? Am I doing that backwards?
Yep.
Okay.
So did he have a chance die to roll then?
Oh.
What is the weapon bonus?
Well, I had it down as just 2.
It's a damage 2, initiative -2. Gives you +1 defense.
Yep.
And that's what makes Kinetic Blow so good, is it's explicitly a +5 to hit.
Right.
Not a weapon bonus of +5.
Very true. Right. Because we just did this with the fucking pistol getting right. 2 damage afterwards.
Right, right, right.
Hi, guys. We don't do combat much. That's for you in La La Land. These guys know that already. Okay, so we're going to pull off 2 successes off of that. And so you take 2 aggravated. And then we're going to move on with our lives.
Well, hold on. I'm trying to
go ahead.
Get my head around. So what was his die pool was at -1 for a chance die.
Right.
So then he rolls 2 dice.
Right.
Okay. All
right. Right.
But then the weapon bonus goes in and it does 4 aggravated. The weapon bonus is if you hit, you'll deal that damage. So yeah. I take 4 aggravated.
You take 4 aggravated. Thank you for playing honestly. I appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
All my bad guys use spells, damn it.
Cool. That hurt. Said,
Songbird's turn.
Oh, and he gets hurt too because shared fate.
Yeah.
Weird sitting over there just not doing anything. Come on, you got to keep me honest. Okay, so that was Wolf 6.
Sorry,
he's going to have a really bad day. So he would take 4 mm-hmm. because you took 4 plus
6 more?
6.
Yeah.
All aggravated.
Of that kind of damage.
He did.
Yeah. He explodes himself.
Yeah, he explodes himself. That's a pretty good way to write that.
Thanks, weird!
Yeah, so he's... Whoom, and his body just falls. Just
that was crumpled. 1-6?
Yep.
Okay.
You don't have to keep track of it, because each person is taking 6.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah, so he caps out at 2 on that one.
I have to keep track of how many they have, like how many times that happens.
Because each subject...
Well, 6 times. So there's 4 subjects left. They still have this.
Each one of those has it 6
each
times.
Each takes 6. Each of them it's gets like the when, full like effect of the spell.
6 times.
Yes.
Each of
up
them
to
gets
6 times. Yeah, yeah. So right. 6 extra points of damage 6 times. It's limited on the number of times they affect.
Yeah.
Per subject.
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't need to keep track of anything.
Maximum of 36 times. There's probably not much reason to keep track of it.
Right.
This guy's dead now after having it go off once. Mm-hmm. So
there's only one left that's awake, right?
That's waking up. Yeah.
And he's on the ground.
Mm-hmm. He is on the ground.
He's about to have a bad day.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you made yourself silver? Is that the effect that's happening? Your punches are silver?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just doing my thing. Punch him with gold. Okay. Just punch him real good with gold.
Instead of my turn.
Songbird is there we go.
Right.
Wow.
Bro, what? Bro.
Wow.
Roll 20. At roll 20. Somebody call roll 20.
There's some fucking roll 20.
Weird shit going on here.
Somebody call
Mr. Roll 20.
You got 2 tens in there too.
For those of you on podcast land, that was 16 dice rolled as a rogue. Therefore, he can re-roll all the failed ones. Still only got 4 successes. Highly statistically unlikely. But there you go. So 4 successes. Bye-bye.
6 lethal all day. Plus,
plus 6 more lethal.
28 dice in that. What got rolled because of the rerolls. 4 successes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be wolf number 2, I think.
The last one was the one who succeeded to wake up.
The
so
lowest
5.
Initiative.
Oh, 5. Okay. Wolf 5. 6, 12 lethal.
Which takes over into ag, probably.
Yeah, so he's bleeding out.
12 lethal?
Yeah, he's probably.
He's pretty hurt.
Adratus.
I'm going to shoot him.
I mean, this is what you do. These are bad people. Well, they're opponents.
With the burst again.
It's not like you took
Umber
the time.
Umber was getting ready to just walk away.
You don't
like, they'll be asleep
you'd have a silencer on that, do you?
You have a
no, that's why I said we're going loud.
Werewolf yelling, okay. Mages, and howling.
So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's 2+2 with 5 AP.
Yep. Right.
And it's ag damage.
Which goes ag. So that guy explodes.
No, I'm just working out. The other guy's actually not at 12 lethal because armor does apply.
Right.
So it was 6, 12, 7 lethal. So he's not actually bleeding out just yet.
But these are aggravated damage because they're silver.
I punch one armor. Punch one armor.
You that punch matters. One armor?
I punch through one armor.
Yeah.
One AP.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, so 8 lethal. So there's... Yeah.
There's a little bit of wiggle room, but...
Yeah.
I mean, bro's about to pick fucking 12, 10 aggro or whatever, so...
And then Atreides does 4 points to said guy in aggravated, plus another 4 from shared... from Grave Misfortune. So he did. Sorry. Because I was like, I'm working on all this stuff, but Atreides literally just shot him to death.
Atreides casts gun. Some things never change.
It's a very good spell.
It's matter mages, man.
I'd like to point out, I haven't killed anybody here.
Are you accusing her of kill stealing? Is that what that is? Does she get her name up on the board now?
No.
These aren't seers.
Are these seers?
Okay.
Yep. Okay, so Atreides pulls the gun, blows away one guy. Actually, we're going to go ahead and do real quick these Clash of Wills. I'm going to throw these 8
You're
out.
Still waking
quick.
Up, huh?
They're mm-hmm. still waking up. The effect went off, and depending on what your stuff rolls, we'll see if you guys basically skedaddle.
That was getting up.
Who is getting up?
This one.
2.
3 is getting up. 4 is not. Okay. So those two both open their eyes, I imagine, as the gunshot is going off, the smell of gunpowder in the air, and they stand up. Obviously this guy's sleeping. Yeah. Weird is up.
Is there anyone on their feet?
2 of them, because okay. that was their turn, was waking up and getting up, and like
they get hit. Right,
so wolf number 2.
Oh yes. Well, actually that is a question, because
how many times can you do that?
Once a turn per person, it's, I think.
Yeah.
So it's not like bonus action reaction in D&D. You just do it every time.
Yep.
Okay. As long as I have defense available and I'm not dodging.
Yep. Okay. So as long as he's basically dodging, moving, well, not dodging, but lashing out. It's kind of the classic, the way D&D should be. Yes, you are constantly swinging your sword, mm-hmm. and then, oh, here's my hit, and now I'm going back to swinging and clanging swords. Backing up just a little bit, because these guys are disoriented, don't 100% know that where you are, because their eyes are opening after the combat is over. You guys could disengage, but as they're standing up, your martial arts, are you just going to start keep wailing on them, or try and go and leave them with the confusion of what just knocked us asleep and why are my friends dead?
I mean,
they'll just be allies.
I
want to
just
later.
Like execute all of.
Yeah.
Yep. No. It's cool. I'm just trying to not assume for you. Okay. So plus 6.
Yeah. I don't really want them showing up 8. Later to cause us problems.
I don't really want to like execute all these dudes, but like, I don't know.
They are a threat that you're going to leave behind you. Quick reminder, you guys were like, oh yeah, we're going to, you know, make this messy, look like the Free Council came in, stuff like that. So that is in the back of your characters' minds. Cool. Songbird, like, as they're getting up.
I mean, Songbird's like going into this was to try and take out the one guy fast enough and leave the rest
standing.
Sleeping. But
yep.
Spells weird, don't do things.
Weird you are.
I haven't done this in a long time.
Stab.
Stabbed a guy?
Stab.
Oh my lord.
I forgot you guys had bonus.
Did you factor in you have a +5 to hit with that?
Because you got a buffed up.
Yeah, sword. So
You could have rolled rote.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah. I haven't done this physical combat thing in a long time.
Yeah, this is just go ahead and re-roll everything because you're gonna need to do the rote anyways. And so do the sheet roll with 14 dice and set it as rote.
Oh, I didn't even roll rote on my last gun. Whatever. It's fine. It was good enough.
With a total of 14 or 14 extra?
No, 14 total.
Sorry, you broke up?
14 total. Okay, because that's your strength, your weaponry, and then +5.
Okay. There we go.
Okay. What is the weapon bonus on your rapier?
2 for damage. Is that what you mean?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's 8 plus 6 is 14 aggravated damage.
Just he did. Fucking spike his heart.
Yeah, we were just. actually, good question. Weird. Were you targeting those who were standing or the sleeping? Okay. Yep. Do you have a preference? 2 or 3?
2.
He did too.
Pop up right behind him.
Just... the one on the ground.
Which comes back around to Songbird.
I'm gonna. I'm punching my guess.
Give him a chance to leave. Just like, Songbird bro, you casts, can run.
Yeah. Songbird cast fists.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, at this point, we have utterly destroyed 4 of them.
All right, that guy's 12 lethal. All right, no, 14.
Where are you getting the extra 2?
6 successes plus 2, isn't it? Because I have 2, my weapon rating is 2.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that we've been including that in there, but yeah, okay.
Minus armor.
Bum, bum, bum. So that would be okay. So with that, there is one sleeping one left,
mm-hmm.
and it is Atreides' turn.
I'm not really doing, just shooting at a guy asleep on the ground.
Just write him a little note, sorry about your friends, and just like put it on his shirt.
You should probably stop working with Sears. Goodbye.
Nazi werewolves, fuck off.
Nazi werewolves.
Like I said, it is your turn. You got to let me know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely not just going to shoot at a dude who is asleep on the ground. Okay. I do want to look around and see if I can notice if anyone else is coming. Because we did just get real loud.
Right. Each of these turns was 3 rounds. So it has been about 9 seconds. Yeah. Rounds in Chronicles of Darkness are
quick,
short. Rather than wits plus composure, please.
And yeah, werewolf house, perceive. 6 gunshots. Wits, composure. Did I get the trained observer bonus?
Yes, because you're like, okay, what is actually important going on?
Why is it still marking dex firearms? Okay, the sheet needed. It was having some issues.
It needs some help.
Yeah, 2 successes.
Cool. With a quick kind of look about, and the hallways are clear, and you don't see anybody. Yeah, you don't see anybody coming down the hallways. The other doors that you had seen, they're all still closed. The different rooms that you could see into don't appear to have any occupants. Everything seems quiet.
Okay.
So, are we still in combat rounds?
I mean, technically, this wolf is going to continue to try to wake up. But at this point, like, you guys have stilled yourselves. Mm-hmm.
Can I have one more combat round to cast a spell?
Sure. I mean, you come up in two turns or two things.
I'm gonna roll against him. Yeah.
Rule your clash rules against this guy. See, he remains asleep. I think if this he remains asleep at this point, you know, actually, screw it. He just stays asleep. You guys aren't gonna. You're not pulling any triggers. I'm not gonna stress. What do you want to do in combat?
Heal myself.
Oh, good lord! Does your merit like do slap something myself with a mint?
Yeah, it reduces paradox pools by two in combat.
This is the most gamey thing you have ever fucking done. But that's
I don't ever care. I don't really care.
No.
I just wanted to see you roll your eyes at it.
Because like I said, you know, at this point, the combat is over, but yeah. You get the one for free. Cool. And actually, right, you're so reducing the paradox.
Three paradox base. Plus one, because I've already done it in the scene. Plus three plus for three. My condition. Mm-hmm. This many.
Yep.
That's many.
Minus two.
Mm-hmm. So five.
I will.
You will what?
I was gonna spend some mana.
Oh, go ahead. Because I know you're trying to spend, resolve paradox. That's true.
I'm going to spend three mana.
Okay. One success. I'm sure you can handle this. Of course, if you don't, because I had that sudden realization of, oh, but if you don't, you'll have another abyssal condition. So yeah,
could have been bad.
You guys, you know, the everything kind of settles for a minute. The echo of gunfire and some last gurgling sighs, death rattles of wolves, as they kind of collapse. Songbird patches himself up with literally a pat on the back.
I mean, I can roll the spell if you want me to.
Oh shit, right. Yeah, that'd be good. I was gonna say you've totally got it, but then I realized praxis?
You know what my praxis was at Gnosis 5?
Nice. So that'll actually get you your three mana back? Or I guess you can take the arcane beat. I don't know what you want. For potency?
I would like a condition. I don't need the potency.
Okay.
How do you rule that this reach works for mend?
Which reach are we referring?
Because the heal aggravated. So the base is it heals two lethal. Is it this also heals aggravated or?
Let me see. Because I'm sure we'll probably this spell heals aggravated damage. Wow, that's really dumb.
Really helpful.
Because what does Nit say? Heals one lethal damage per potency instead of two bash.
That's how I imagine it's supposed to be worded.
Yeah, like it. Yes, because.
Yeah. Because healing eight aggravated without having to use any extra potency, mm-hmm. just at like base. What is it, adept or what is the what is a four dot person called?
Yeah, adept. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we're definitely going to play it that way. I mean, I get it. Oh, you're spending an extra mana. Yeah, okay, but that's still literally bringing somebody back from the brink of death.
Nid knocks it down one, right? Normally heals two, but only one for lethal.
It's half as effective. Mm-hmm. Yep. But I mean, at when you get that, you can heal four aggravated in an instant.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and just a lot better than spending however many mana I'd have to do on that.
Right.
I am better at because of the.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's true.
Adamant hand.
Yeah, I frequently forget you can spend mana to heal yourself.
And aggravated is, for me, it's 3 points per aggro.
Because I don't think you can do that at all, except with
base, no.
Life 2, I think you can do it. Life 2 gives life you some bonus for
2 gives you something better, yeah.
But regardless, it is 7:30. So yes, as the combat sounds kind of die down and a wolf remains sleeping because the echoes of the howl go away. That's where we're going to pause. We had a full episode. And we'll have more in a minute. Twitch guys will be back in just a second. YouTube guys, we will see you on Friday. Please come join us on Discord. That's yeetinto.space. Come join us, chat about, hey, you guys suck at running combat. Yes. Much to Chris's chagrin.
That's all we're here to do.
Yeah. That's it. I mean, killed 6 people and it only took us an hour and a half.
The whole design behind Songbird is to be so good at combat that we don't have to have extended combat.
It's very true. But yes, if you want to support us monetarily, you can do that with patreon.com/occultistanonymous or just staylucky.club. It's so much easier. And then, of course, we do have merch. Merch. Thank you. Which is... occultanon.threadless.com. I'd get there eventually. It's going to be linked down below. Hi, Sarah. Bye, Sarah. And hi, chat. Bye, chat. We'll see you guys in just a little bit. And YouTube guys on Friday, like I said.
Stay lucky.